Well, a lot of things did not go well this past week. First of all, Nancy Wood, our parish administrator, made a fabulous St. Francis cover for your bulletin this morning with all kinds of information about St. Francis on it. No, you're not going to find it there. You've got the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. You know how you do things day in and day out and you have a certain routine? She made them, but then she just reached into the closet and took out the old ones, ran them off. So in the interest of saving trees, we did not make new ones. The second thing was, the sermon I was going to preach this morning called "Bless This Cat, Oh My Soul," isn't going to happen. Well, not the way I intended. I intended to come this morning here in the pulpit with a Siamese cat I inherited from my mother. When my mother moved in with my younger sister 8 months ago, my younger sister got my mother and her chihuahua. Jackie and I, we got the Siamese cat. The cat is very affectionate, but it has this absolutely irritating meow. 24 hours a day, meow, 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 just around the house, meow, meow, meow. I told the cat I was going to bring it for the blessing. Seriously now, the cat died Thursday. I'm not kidding. It had been ill, and we had taken it to the vet a few weeks ago. And the vet said that there was a possibility that the cat could be okay, but they couldn't be sure. And so the cat decided on Thursday afternoon that that was it. So I'm going to give you a different sermon, because without the cat here, who was my visual aid, I'm going to ask you, and you might remember this, some of you, I don't know, this goes back to like 1996. There was a woman who no longer lives on this street, but there was a woman who lived on this street, and she had a Heinz 57 kind of dog. It was big, it was lovable, it was furry, and she would bring it to the blessing of the animals. She never came inside for the service, but she was always waiting outside on the sidewalk. She knew that when we exited here, we would recess out with all the animals behind us for the blessing of the animals. I remember this well because it was about two Sundays before the blessing of the animals. I was getting out of my car on a Tuesday morning. I was heading to the office, and she was right there on the sidewalk with her dog. And she said to me as I exited the car, "Are you going to do the blessing of animals again?" I said, "Sure. Are you coming?" And she paused and then said, "I don't know, maybe." I said, "What do you mean, maybe?" She said, "Well, you know, I've been bringing him every year for the last 3 years. Your blessings don't work." It had not been a good morning for me anyway. And I was already irritated, but this was just like too much, you know? So I said, "What do you mean my blessings don't work?" She said to me, "Well, I'll tell you, the dog isn't any better after your blessings than before." I said, "What do you mean?" "Well, he still doesn't obey me. In fact, he flunked obedience school right after one of your blessings." Still chases the same male person that we've had for the last 6 years. Still chases the cat next door. And on top of that, just recently he started tinkling in the house. Seriously, that's what she told me. So she said, "Your blessings aren't working." "Okay," I said, "let me see if I have this right. After receiving a blessing, and in this case several blessings, your dog is no better behaved in his old age and is now tinkling in your house." She said, "Yeah, that's pretty much it." I looked at her and I said, "Do you still love this hound?" And she looked at me like I was speaking alien or something. And she said, "Well, of course I do." And then she literally knelt down on the sidewalk. This dog's got a big, huge head. She takes this dog's head in both of her hands like this, goes like this, "Oh, Bubby, Bubby, you know I love you, love you, love you." "Well, then," I said to her, "I guess the blessing did work." And she looked back at me, and she said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And I said, "Well, the blessing isn't supposed to change him. It's supposed to change you." "Me?" she said. Yeah, you. And I hurried on into the office. I think the woman and her canine friend have the same misunderstanding about blessings that many people have. Somehow we've gotten the idea that if something is blessed, it changes for the good. So it only makes sense then if your dog is blessed, your dog will be changed for the good. But the change is not in the person or the dog being blessed. The change comes in the eye of the beholder. And allow me to explain. A blessing recognizes and proclaims that creation is good, and that our Creator looks after us with divine providential love. When we give thanks to God at various moments in our lives, an anniversary, a marriage, a birthday, we recognize and profess that all things that we have come from the hand of God, and that all things that we have are holy and blessed things because God gives them to us. And a blessing is there to remind us, whatever it is that is blessed, to give thanks to God for it as a gift. Some of you, I'm sure, have seen, if not the musical itself, the movie Fiddler on the Roof. You remember that one of the daughters, Tetzel, she goes to the rabbi, the one who's getting married, she goes to the rabbi and she asks, is there a blessing for sewing machines? He replies, there's a blessing for everything, and then proceeds to pray for the sewing machine. At another time in the movie, the rabbi is asked, is there a blessing for the Tsar of Russia? And the rabbi cleverly responds, ah, a blessing for the Tsar of Russia, of course. Here it is. May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us. The blessing of a person, a place, or thing is not the purpose of making it holy, since all that God has created is good and holy. Rather, blessings call forth a very special grace. The blessing doesn't change the person, the place, or thing, or the animal, but what actually changes is our perception of the gift. It is a gift from God to us. Every gift from God's hand is a holy thing given to us in trust. Our concern for the gifts God gives us is how we use them, how we care for them, and that it is pleasing to God. Whether it is an animal or an automobile or a house, or for that matter, two of God's creations, two of God's creatures who have found love in each other and now want that love to be blessed. They want it to be a sign of thanksgiving and praise to a God who created us to love one another, to be loving in our relationships. The blessing changes our perception of the gift that comes from God's hand. That is why the woman was changed and not the dog. Imagine if someone had told her years ago, ma'am, I'm going to give you a gift that won't do a blessed thing you tell it to do. It won't sit, it won't stay, it will drive your neighbor's cat crazy, and it will chase your mail lady day in and day out. And when it gets old, it'll tinkle in your house. Do you think she would have wanted that gift? And now there's nothing in the world that could part her from that gift. You know, if people came to us and told us that about children, do you think any of us would have children? Every gift that we have comes from God. And when that gift is blessed, it changes our perception of it. Whatever it is a gift from God. It is a gift to give thanks for. This morning, downstairs, right below our sanctuary, we have our guests from Mary's Place. These are mothers with their children. They're staying with us for a week. They leave on Tuesday. We often think, we are doing them a service. We are doing them a blessing. But it is them. It is them who bless our lives. And we give thanks for them. We give thanks for God who has given them to us. Here, placing them in our care, but finding out that they are as much a blessing to us as we have been, hopefully, a blessing to them. We have been blessed by God's grace, redeemed by the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. We know the love of God, a God who is in the business of redeeming and reconciling and forgiving. We know a God who made the world good and holy. And we are not afraid to confess that we have mucked up a good and holy world. We know that we have a need for a Savior, Jesus Christ, who comes to us and makes us holy, who blesses us in the waters of holy baptism, to make us his own and to reclaim and to redeem us, for that is the business that he is in, and he invites us to be in that very same business, every one of us, to be in the world for good, to love God and to love every creature that God has made. Blessings don't make us holy, because God has already made us holy in Jesus Christ. Blessings do help us to see with the eyes of faith. These are not rose-colored glasses that we look through, but rather these are the eyes of faith. These are the eyes that trust in a God who is gracious and loving, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. We are indeed blessed to be a blessing to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.